good.
Okay, so once again, we are in Siman Sai Gimel, page 252. So again, yesterday we saw the Aruch HaShulchan about how important it is that we try to focus as much as possible our concentration when we daven. It's a scary Rambam. Aruch HaShulchan, there's a tour in a Ramah. Okay, so that brings us to base. Base in Sai Gimel. So Machaber says, again, these are very fascinating halachas. So Machaber says, Lo yamad lispal ela be'ema u'hachna. Person should only enter davening, begin davening, only with fear and trepidation and subjugation. Okay. So you probably are familiar with the pasuk says, Yivdeh Hashem b'yira. Says Yivdeh Hashem b'simcha, but also Yivdeh Hashem b'yira. Should serve Hashem with yira, with fear. And what is when we say Yivdu, when we serve Hashem, what is that referring to? It's turning referring to davening. So where there is avodah, where there is service of Hashem, where it says shmones, right? There's supposed to be yira too. And therefore, the Machaber picks up, Lom b'tol schok, you shouldn't be frivolous, kalas rosh, lightheaded, joking around. You know, we have to be happy, right? The Machaber says, I think it's in Gimel, that we also always have to be distressed over the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, except for in two times, tefillah and mitzvah. Torah and tefillah. So when we're learning, when we're davening, you know, opportunity. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that when we talk about Schok and Kalas Rosh, person should, again, a person should be in fear and trepidation, but even if they can't, I don't know if so many of us are fearful when we walk, but at least we shouldn't be joking around. And rather, as I mentioned before, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Bach, there should be simcha shel mitzvah, the opportunity that we have to daven, direct access to Hashem. And the Machaber continues, lo mitol schok, kalas rosh, dvarim b'talim, not through idle chatter. I don't walk into shul and say, did the Dodgers win last night? You know, you have to ready yourself to daven, stand in front of Hashem. Lo mitol kas, person shouldn't daven when they're angry. El mitok simcha, as we mentioned before, the shas shahapi, be happy. And so again, we're not talking about, as I mentioned on Tisha B'Av, simcha with tambourines here, right? A simcha means with the backbone that we have assurance that we're on the right, we're doing the right thing. That's what the Aruch HaTzadikim says. Kegon, divrei tanchumim shel Torah, somach l'gula l'mitzrayim. So for example, we all know, we begin to daven how? Through learning Torah, or ideas in Torah. So for example, we say Shema, and then we talk about Gulas Mitzrayim, we talk about how Hashem took us out of Egypt. Hashem saved us. Osamach l'tila David, or Mincha time, right? It's also, so to speak, Torah learning. Well, we say Ashrei, what we call Ashrei, right? Tila David. Say Ashrei. Shekosubo Rason Re'av Yasa, because in Ashrei it says, the desires of those who fear Him, and we're talking about fearing, Hashem will do. Shomer Hashem is Kolavav, and Hashem protects, watches over those who he loves. So therefore, again, that should be our attitude as we start to daven. Now again, we said before that a person has to be focused. So therefore in Gimel, Ein Amlin L'Spal Lo Metok Din. So therefore you shouldn't daven if you're in the middle of a judgment. Right? Well, sometimes they're in the middle of a... You can't have a din Torah at night, but you could continue a din Torah, which is started during the day. So they started a din Torah. You know, the litigants want it to be finished. We'll take a mincha recess. You know, but you know everybody's thinking. You can imagine again along the lines we were thinking before. You know, the defendant and the plaintiff and the dayanim, they're thinking about the case. It's not easy to get your mind off of.
What should one do in that case?
I'll see. Halacha. And also not after discussing halakha, we'll see what that means in a second. The idea is shlo yehe libo torubo. You shouldn't be occupied. You couldn't, right? We all know Torah, learning Torah's gishmak. Therefore, you know, it's hard to turn off. Right? It's hard to get started. But once you start, especially if you have to daven, it's hard to turn off the ideas. You're supposed to be focused in davening. But what you could do is, el mitoch halacha psuka. If there's a straight halacha, a given a clear halacha, hopefully what we're doing now, right? So in other words, you're saving us. Okay, we learn Mishnah Berurah between. Answer it because, you know, it doesn't, it's not so involved. It's clear, right? Here's the halacha, right? So since it's clear, it's not complicated, or it's not, whatever you want to call it, mind-boggling. So therefore, you're allowed to daven after that. Mishnah Berurah says that there's not any iyun or machlokas. So therefore, you know, you trouble. Who do we paskin like, after a deep shear, so, and he's still thinking about it. It's hard to daven. So Mishnah Berurah says, how about if you were, you know, you went to a great topo shear, right, a really deep shear, and then you think about it, and then it's time to daven. So what do you do? Not daven. So Mishnah Berurah says you should still daven. You should daven with them. You should try to put it out of your mind, though. So again, we had this also yesterday. In other words, preferably you try not to do these things. Put it out of your mind, whatever. But if we're talking about not daven with a minion, so you daven with a minion. The Rama says, "Hainu v'hainu nami kamo mitok simcha ki pekudei Hashem yisharim samchilei." We know this from unfortunately a couple days ago, Tisha B'av, when we didn't learn, because why? The pasuk says we say it every Shabbos morning at least. Pekudei Hashem yisharim samchilei. The words of Hashem, the edicts of Hashem, make us happy. So therefore, that is in line. Again, as long as it's something clear cut, so then it's good to learn something that's clear cut and then daven, because you're going from the learning, which is mesameach you, into davening, which is where your heart should be. It should have that simcha mitzvah. But again, what the Machaber and the halacha is warning us about is something that's involved, something that's involved. Even in something Torah-dik, whether it's a din Torah or it's some shir or something like that. So then again, it's going to be hard to daven and concentrate under those circumstances. Okay? We'll go further with this Mirtz Hashem after Shabbos and Mirtz Hashem. Okay?